back over the book of Acts, and I believe that the book of Acts is the inauguration of the church. I was reading, you know, that a great man, Rice Church of England, a great man, but he didn't believe that. I was reading in one of his books the other day, he did not believe that that was the inauguration of the church, yet he was a great man. But I believe Pentecost was the beginning of the church, and we're going to read verse 5 to 8 of chapter 1 of the book of Acts. Chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Praise God. Let us just bow again while we ask the Lord's blessing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for an open Bible, and we bless you that our absolute is the Word of God. No other creed or any other system but the Word of God. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost to help me right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against every work of the devil over every life and every home in this service and representative in this service tonight. We bind every work of the devil. We claim household salvation for everyone in this room and representative with these meetings, sons, daughters, grandsons and granddaughters. We claim them under the token of the blood in the name of Jesus Christ. We plead your blood afresh over our lives. Lord, forgive us our failures, our mistakes, our shortcomings. Wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the barley driven snow. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. I want to just go back for a moment to the book of Luke, chapter 24, and verse 49. And Luke 24, verse 49. The Ascension. Many of your Bibles will say the Ascension. Mark 16, 19, Acts 1, 9. But here we're reading in Luke 24, verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. I believe if Jesus said this, and God then sent the Holy Spirit for the early church, that we today need the same Holy Spirit they needed. I don't think it can work without it. That's my honest opinion. All we'll have is a sort of a religion and religiosity, but we cannot claim we are representing the full gospel without the Holy Spirit. We cannot claim we're preaching the full gospel without preaching the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because the early church emphasized and they preached the baptism of the Holy Spirit as a separate experience from salvation. And it's no question about it. Jesus called it the promise of the Father. Your Bible calls it the promise of the Father, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And we know these things, but it's good to be reminded of the Word of God. Look at back again to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, and then verse 33. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. the Spirit give them utterance. Hallelujah. It amazes me that so many today is against tongues and other gifts of Spirit, and there's even some organizations that believe in teachers and evangelists, but they don't believe in a pastor, they don't believe in an apostle, and they don't believe in a prophet. But yet the Bible tells us and warns us in Revelation 22 that we are not to add to God's word and we're not to take from it. And Ephesians tells us there's a fivefold ministry for the perfection of the saints. So it's not just the pastor, but there's the pastor, the evangelist, the teacher, the prophet, and the apostle. All these is for the perfection of the saints. Nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Then there's a fruits also of the Holy Spirit. Look at verse 33 of Acts chapter 2. Mark these scriptures if you want to. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath sent forth this which you now see and hear. Hallelujah. So when Jesus went back to heaven, the Holy Spirit was sent. The Holy Spirit wasn't just sent to make you feel good, and it will make you feel good, I want to tell you that. But it was sent to continue the work that Jesus began. The book of Acts says all that Jesus began has to be continued. And one old preacher used to say it's not the acts of the apostles, but it is the acts of the Holy Ghost in the apostles. Now if it was like that then, it has to be like that now. We need the Holy Spirit to act within us. But I'm going to tell you one thing, and this is absolutely a fact. It's like anything even in the natural. If you want to have faith, you need to be around people with like-minded faith. If you want to have the power of the Holy Spirit, you need to be reading and fellowshipping with people that believes in the power of the Holy Spirit. There's no point going down some other avenue that will lead you into the wilderness experience, but you need to come in to where the Word of God is preached in its fullness. Now I'm not saying we're the only ones preaching. There's loads of places all over the world preaching the truth of the Word of God. But we have to have some sort of a standard. When Israel went out, the standard bearers went before them. Hallelujah. And we as God's people must have a standard, and our standard has to be the Word of God. Amen. Look at, go with me to chapter 8 of the book of Acts. Chapter 8. And this is just some outlines of the Holy Spirit. Verse 5 of chapter 8. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and he preached Christ unto them. Now when Philip preached Christ unto these people, they didn't just stick with that. I want you to get this. When he preached Christ unto them, God, through foreordination, God knowing everything he's going to do, he had two other men prepared that was going to bring these people a bit further. And that was into the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Philip didn't bring them into it, but he prepared them for it. And no doubt, Philip was a great evangelist. Look at it here. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord give heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. So he didn't just preach salvation, but he demonstrated the gospel amongst them. He demonstrated it. They saw the miracles which Philip did. That's the Bible saying. Is it in your Bible the same? It's in mine. Amen. Hearing and seeing the miracles which he done. And one old preacher said, one miracle speaks louder than a thousand words. Verse 7 says, for unclean spirits crying out with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies. Now that means you can't walk, they're crippled. That's the same thing as a man that was let down through the roof. They broke the roof up and they let him in and the Lord healed them. And you know that scripture, I've referred to that many times. The power of the Lord was present to heal. And we can have an ordinary meeting, but if we have a meeting where we invite the Holy Spirit in, then we can have the power of the Lord present. I mean, the power of the Lord is surely definitely present in a meeting. Anything can happen, anything at all, because it happened here. And Jesus, as Hebrews 13:8, the same yesterday, today, and forever, so it can still happen now. The power of the Lord was present. And that were lame were healed. Hallelujah, healed by the power of God. Does Mark 16 say, these signs shall follow them that believe? So believers should have signs follow them. We don't need to follow signs, but signs should follow believers. And there were great joy in the city, but there were certain men. Then it goes right on down. Look at, write down verse 14. Go to verse 14. Now this is the point I'm trying to make this evening. And I've wrote at the top of my Bible, sealed by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 4:30. It is a seal of God. When something is sealed, it can't be lost. Never. Because it is sealed under the kingdom of God. Amen. Look at verse 13. Then verse 14 of Acts 8. Now when the apostles, these weren't evangelists, they were apostles. So the evangelist done his part. Now the apostles is going to do their part. That's the thing that I believe is missing today. And I'm serious. I believe there's no vision where ministers and people can see really a fivefold ministry. And it can't be a one-man show. There has to be a fivefold ministry. You need the evangelists, but you also need the apostles and the prophets and the pastor. And then all them other offices that there is as well. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. So they already had received the word of God, but they had something more for them. Who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. So they were saved because they believed on the Lord through Philip's preaching. And the Bible says they did. They were saved. But they still hadn't got the Holy Ghost. And the apostles laid their hands on them that they would receive the Holy Ghost. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them. Only were baptized in three titles. No. Not a verse in the Bible. Nowhere in the Holy Scripture. Not one place. I threw it out as a challenge on radios and everywhere. Not one man's come to take it up for a cat. There's not one scripture in the whole Bible where after the day of Pentecost, anybody was ever baptized in three titles. Every place is the name of the Lord or Jesus Christ. Am I right? That's the way the early church did it. You know, there's good brothers out there. That man that was in the hospital with the COVID and had a great testimony. He runs the Ark Church. He baptizes in the name of Jesus Christ. There's other pastors I know baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So there's some people know about it. And why should they not? It's in the Bible. If the Bible's your absolute, you can't throw it out. Remember, some of us here left denominationalism because they stood up and said, this is what our denomination believes, and this is what the Bible is. We must go by the denomination. Now, either we're going to follow the Word of God or denomination. Well, I'm going to follow the Word of God. Because the denomination could fail, but God can't. God can't fail. And you know, William Branham said, when a denomination dies, God never raises it. He moves on. That's what he said. And God has called us out in, and he's calling us up. Come out, come in, come up. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. For as yet they were fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized. So they were baptized correctly. And they still hadn't the Holy Ghost. But they're just about to get it. Glory. Look at verse 17. then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Glory to God. And when Simon saw it, and it goes on to tell you all about Simon, that he could see the Holy Ghost was given by the laying on of the hands. You know how the apostles rebuked him and so forth, down verse 22, and they told him, you need to repent. But you see, the Holy Spirit is a real experience separate from salvation. It's an experience that's overlooked. It's an experience that nobody wants to preach about today. It's no longer, Pentecost no longer popular. But we believe in Pentecost, not as some organization, but the Bible Pentecost real. It's absolutely the truth, and it's real. And I know that you'll have to agree with me when I say this. If you've ever once experienced the power of Pentecost, nothing else will ever satisfy you. Is that right? Amen. That's absolutely the truth. I tell you, when you experience the power of Pentecost and the Holy Spirit working, and it is true, you see here in the book of Acts as well, the Holy Spirit spoke through men that were gifted. And that's how the man was chosen. Is that the book of Acts? That's the book of Acts, isn't it? The Spirit moved and the word came forth. Separate me certain men for the work of God. And that's how it worked. It didn't really go down till the way some things is. Today we need the Bible. I know everyone here knows it and believes it. Praise God. Now look with me over to chapter 19. And there's so many scriptures in here. This is the blueprint. The book of Acts is our blueprint. Acts 19, verse 2. And then we'll read verse 5 and 6. Maybe we could just read through it. And he said unto them, now let's go back to verse 1 of Acts 19. And I remember in Canada, as a young man, and I was invited to 2 weeks of intense Bible classes. And they had 5 seminars a day for an hour at a time. So it was 5 hours a day for 2 weeks. That's intense. And we were coming back at a bus. And of course I got myself into trouble, because I stood up in the bus and I told them I'd seen more power in the Methodist than what they had. And it didn't go down too well. I wasn't asked up to speak at any of the services anyway. But I could make no apologies for it. The early Methodists had more power. They definitely had more power. There's no doubt about it. I believe that with all my heart. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, come to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, so there were disciples. A disciple is a follower of Jesus Christ. How many Christians do you know today that are disciples, that are genuine Christians, but they don't have the Holy Ghost? They've never received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has moved on them in conversion, certainly. The Holy Spirit has come in them in that sense and moved on them. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the baptism. Hallelujah. And finding certain disciples, verse 2, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what them ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. And he didn't say whether they're all right. He rebaptized them. And I want to say tonight, I don't care who hears the recording, if you've been dipped in 3 titles, you're not baptized. All you got was wet. You're not baptized. You never took the name. Amen. You took titles. And he didn't say do it in the titles, he said do it in the name. Amen. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 2:38. And he commissioned it in Matthew 28. And here he tells in verse 4, then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe in him which had come after him, that is on Christ Jesus, which was good. But something's happened, because Christ's now come and been crucified and resurrected. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, do you not see something that's very familiar? These apostles have a habit of laying hands on. Amen. There's a lot of people that they don't want hands laid on, but these fellows did it, and God confirmed it. Amen. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they speak with tongues and prophesied. Hallelujah. Now we know we could argue tongues is not the evidence. We're not saying it is. But you still cannot deny the Bible that so many times when they got it, they spoke in tongues. You can't throw it out. It's there. When the Lord baptized me with the Holy Ghost in my front bedroom, I spoke in tongues. And I tell you, I know lots of other people as well. Now, maybe people that get it, they didn't speak in tongues. These other ones prophesied. But something would have to take place. There's no way you could receive the baptism and not know it. That's an impossibility. I believe it's impossible. It's like saying if it's raining out there the night, go out with no umbrella and you'll not even know it's hitting you. You'll know it all right. The Bible talks about the Holy Ghost coming on them. Another place it talks about, it shall be in you well. Hallelujah. Bubbling up on the inside. To the honey bucket, one old preacher said, turning over. He said the honey bucket started turning over. And he started to get excited. Then the Bible talks about stir up the gift that's within you. Amen. And God wants us to be stirred. So that we get on and move on. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, and all the men were about 12. Now you could go to Galatians 3, verse 2 and verse 14. Let me go till it. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse 2 and verse 14. This only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So even if you haven't got it and you're looking at it, you need to believe by faith for it. Believe for it. Just like you believe for your healing, you need to believe for the Holy Spirit, and God will give it. And keep believing. Keep believing. One fellow says, how to believe? He says, just believe. How to believe? Just believe. Like childlike faith. Praise God. Mark 16 tells us, these signs will follow them that believe. They lay hands on the sick and they recover. They will speak with new tongues. That's the Bible. Why is it people don't want the Bible? Why is it people will ear tickle everything, but when you come down to the straight principles of Scripture, people don't want it, but yet they claim to be in Christ? Well, I'll tell you why. William Branham said he was took to the place and the man showed him all these vines. And he showed him where he'd grafted in them vines. And I never knew what that meant till I went to Australia with Brother John and Brother Brian, and when we went into the vine, the vineyard, and they could graft in on the vine a different type of fruit, what it originally produced. And the man explained to them, look, the vine grows oranges and you graft in a lemon or some other fruit, the vine you graft in will grow that other fruit. But if the vine itself from the original root ever sprouts a branch from that original root, it will grow oranges again. Because it was an orange tree to begin with, a vine. And if the book of Acts produces healing signs, wonders and miracles, tongue-speaking people, if it ever puts forth the real thing, it cannot produce something different. Or else it's not it, it's something else. If it's the real Holy Spirit, it will do what it always did. Amen. and I'm closing just in a moment. Acts 1, verse 13. Now I know we know these things, but it's good to be reminded. In whom ye have trusted after that ye received the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. You cannot be sealed with the Holy Spirit until you're saved. You can't preach a doctrine about it before you get it. You have to get saved, then you'll get the Holy Spirit. And that's the Bible here in verse 13. In whom after ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. That, right there you go. Once you get the Holy Spirit, you're saved. You can't be lost. You are sealed unto the day of redemption. And I'm going to look at one more scripture before I come to close. Acts 11, verse 15. Acts chapter 11, verse 15 to 17. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. So this is Peter preaching. Now go back to verse 13. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, send me to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. And I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. So how did the Holy Spirit fall on them? The same way it fell on the disciples at the beginning. Now the Holy Spirit falls tonight or another night. How will it fall? If it's a genuine thing, it'll have to fall the same way it did at the beginning. Won't come some other way. It will come the same way. And if it does come the same way, it will certainly do the same thing. Now if nothing's happening, it's not the fault of the Holy Spirit. We have to get ourselves in the position to be filled. In the position for God to move upon us. Hallelujah. God's people are not hungry enough. And I'm not apologizing for saying that. There's too many other things will take their time up before the prayer meeting and before God. God's looking for people that's hungry. And the Bible says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Now let me read on with this bit. And he showed us how, right down verse 15, now 16. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Baptized with the Holy Ghost, not just water. It's great to get baptized in water, but it's even greater to get baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now when you follow the instructions of Acts 2:38, you are a candidate for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. May the Lord bless His word this evening. I want us to just come for a while and pray in the night. And you know, I was really feeling in my heart strong the day, and I was near going to get a board. I know Brother Gary did it, and he names what we prayed for, and I thought that was wonderful. But you know, if you were to call out all the names, how long would it take? But you could write them on a board, all the names of your grandchildren, your sons, your daughters, everyone that's connected with you or me or you, sister or brother, written on a board. And every time you came together, tell God that you're claiming everyone on that board, every name. And I tell you, we need to start claiming our children, our grandchildren. We need to start speaking over them good things, prophesying over them the truth. Paul says, speak those things that are not as though they were. Believe God that He's going to raise up young men and women to serve Him apostles and prophets and so forth. And we need to start believing it. And I'm not saying we're not, but I want to encourage you tonight for the Holy Spirit. Let's come and let's seek the Lord this evening. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. Lord, we won't kid ourselves. We need more of your Spirit, more of your anointing that would destroy the yokes of bondage, that would break every chain. Lord, like the little song says, break every chain, break every chain, setting the captives free, bringing them into liberty. Oh Lord, send the latter rain and the former rain amongst us in the first month. Visit us, Lord, with the mighty outpouring of your Spirit. Visit us, oh God. Give us a hunger to come afresh upon every one of us. A hunger to seek you. A hunger to draw closer to you. Rid us of ourselves. Rid us of unbelief and sin and fear of man and fear of anything. And give us godly fear. And oh Lord, fill us with the Holy Ghost afresh. Fill my brother. Fill my sister. Baptize them with the Holy Ghost and power. Loose your people. Bring them into a mighty anointing and the movement of the Holy Spirit in these meetings, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, I speak over everyone this evening that's sitting at home thinking of quitting and throwing in the towel. Make them overcomers, Lord. Put someone in their spirit that will rise up within them, that they'll stand up and go forward for the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, I pray. Bless every brother. Bless every sister. Save her sons. Save her daughters. Save her grandsons, granddaughters. Oh God, move upon every one of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless the mothers. Bless the widows. Bless the fathers. Oh God, move amongst your people. Lord, it's high time we had a move into your spirit, a visitation of the power of God coming upon your people, moving through us, moving over us. We pray this Sunday as a brother Ian will get up here to speak that you'll move him by the Holy Ghost, that you'll put the words within him to speak, give him boldness, liberty in the Spirit, freedom in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Rid us, Lord, of any preconceptions, anything that would hinder your Spirit. Take it from us. Give us more of you, Lord. More of your power. More of your Spirit. More of your anointing. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, we claim souls for your kingdom. Lord, help us to win people for you. Help us to reach a lost and dying generation with the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Healer, the Baptizer in the Holy Ghost, and the soon coming King. Father, we thank you for the miracles you've done even this week. For the little children you've healed and raised up and touched, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We pray you continue to minister into homes, into families, into situations. Lord, that which the devil meant for bad, turn it for good. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Father, this evening, bless everyone in this room. Bless them as they go out. Bless them as they go home. Bless them as they come in. Multiply their substance. Multiply their finance. Press down and running over the top. In the name of Jesus Christ. Save their sons. Save their daughters. Save their grandsons, granddaughters. Oh God, bring in a harvest of souls, we pray. We know there's nothing impossible with you. Lord, the drier it gets, the better the ground will take the rain. Send us rain, I pray. Holy Ghost rain. We don't want the natural rain. We want the sunshine of the Spirit as well. But send Holy Ghost rain, showers of blessing upon your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord, this evening, send it. Move us, O God, in a mighty way by your Spirit. And we'll praise you for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen. Amen. Let's just continue to seek the Lord.